With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Trying to determine the extent of the damage to wine caused by September's wildfire smoke is not something that will happen overnight. But while smoke damage is a real concern, Oregon State University Associate Professor of Enology Elizabeth Tomasino says smoke alone isn't always a negative.
Low levels of smoke compounds aren't a problem. We actually naturally, there's some wine processing using toasted oak barrels that naturally put a little of these into wine on purpose. But it's when you start getting really extreme levels that it's sort of considered very negative. To quality.
And Tomasino says the grape damage depends on many variables.
And we found that the vineyards that are really close to where the actual burn site was, so even if you might be quite far away from the burn site, but you got smoke, those grapes were not necessarily impacted. It's the ones that were really close that had very extreme levels to their grapes.
Tomasino says the type of grape is also a factor.
It also depends on the grape variety. We know not each grape variety absorbs compounds in the same way. We don't know as much as we like about that, but we know that each is different. So some varieties were impacted more than others.
And Tomasino says it's not as simple as just going out and tasting the grapes.
Unfortunately, you wouldn't be able to, because the compounds are bound at that point, you wouldn't be able to taste anything. It would just taste like nice grapes, and then it wouldn't be until partway through fermentation you'd start to notice, oh, this smells quite smoky.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the measure of smoke damage done to Northwest wine grapes. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.